Red Bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins at the quarters of the rescue company, where Captain Jellybone has just announced that he has a special job for Tim to do. Before we hear about that job, there's just time to hear this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the office of Captain Jellybone at the quarters of the rescue company, where, as you remember, the captain has just said to Tim Collins.
Where's Mushnowski, Collins? What's he doing?
Watching Smokehead McBride, sir, in the assembly room.
Oh, they're busy? Hmm? Preparing the gasket in that nozzle, are they?
No, sir. That's all in order. Smokey's just... Well, he's only shining Mushnowski's shoes.
What?
Well, Smokey got to... Well, talking out of turn, Captain, so we...
Yes.
Well, we sort of made him shine our shoes. He ought to be through with Mushnowski's now, though, and started on mine, Captain. That's why I'm still wearing boots. But if you want to...
All right. That's your business. What a crew. It's a miracle I have any hair left. Hooksy.
Yes, sir.
Go out to the assembly room and ask if Mr. Mushnowski can be spared from his other obligation.
You want to see him, sir?
Yeah, I want to see you both. I got a job for you two.
Oh, well, right away, sir.
Hey, Mush! You're wanted!
Coming!
Captain's office!
He's coming, sir.
Yes, I heard him. Could have yelled for him myself, Collins, if I wanted somebody to yell.
Oh, sorry, Captain.
All right, boy. Just one of my little rules. We get enough yelling and hollering on the job. I'd like to keep it quiet between times.
Yes, sir. I'll remember, sir.
Reporting, Captain.
Stand easy, Private. Mush, you're off duty when?
Saturday noon, sir, for 24 hours this week.
How about you, Collins?
Well, this week, sir, I'm the same. Off Saturday to Sunday noontime.
Good. Why don't you boys go fishing?
Fishing?
Hey, that's okay, Captain. What do you say, Hooksy? You got nothing planned you can't change, huh?
Oh, well, sure. Of course, I'd like to go fishing, but... Oh, good grief, I haven't gone fishing in years.
You'll catch on, all right. Besides, you never went fishing like this before.
Maybe I can borrow my kid brother's fly rod, Jim. He's got all...
Don't bother with the rod, Collins. You can borrow the company tackle for the afternoon.
Sure, we'll throw it in the back of my old crate.
Oh, that's okay then, but... Gee, the rescue company is equipped with fishing tackle? I didn't know that.
We got everything you need. All you got to do is bring a suit.
Oh, yeah, sure. Old clothes and a sweater and stuff.
No. Swimming suit.
Huh?
You got swimming trunks or something, haven't you?
Wait a minute. What is this? A gag? We're gonna swim after these fish?
You'll find out, Collins. It's a gag in a way, but it's an important part of your training, too. Better check over that equipment, Mushnowski.
You said it, Captain. You don't want to take chances on that stuff going wrong. Now, if we could do like I always say...
I'll hook up a motor pump to run the apparatus, sir.
Yeah, a motor can pump air all day and all night.
Not on the kind of fishing tackle that we have, Marsh. That old hand pump will have to do. For the time being, anyway.
Well, maybe someday we'll get one of those new outfits that...
I don't get it.
You'll find out that there's more to the post and the rescue company than you bargained for, Hooksy.
Just leave it to me, kid. Come Saturday, we just load up the gear in my jalopy, and you'll see fishing... Like you never seen fish before.
With swimming trunks and what is it? Air pumps? Gee, things sure have changed since last time I went fishing.
With Mushnowski and even Captain Jellybone leagued against him to keep the secret of the mysterious fishing trip, and the other members of the rescue company joining the conspiracy of silence, Tim Collins begins to suspect that he is a victim of a practical joke. Until on his way home after duty one evening, he meets Chief Cody.
Collins! Private Collins!
Huh? Oh, hi there, Chief Cody.
Want a lift home? Jump in.
Oh, you bet.
All right, Vito. We're going right past Collins' corner. Just slow down and I'll push him out.
How's it going, Vito?
Can't complain, kid.
Attaboy. Say, I'm not taking you out of your way, sir.
No, we're heading for the training school right past your corner.
Oh.
How's your mother, son, and those kids?
Oh, gee, couldn't be better, Chief Cody. And Mom says you better show up pretty soon for a visit. She says welcome any time, especially at mealtime.
All right. Tell her I'll drop in soon, Collins. And how's it going with you? Not sorry you transferred to rescue company?
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for anything, Chief.
Find yourself fitting in? None of that rough stuff the boys gave you at first?
Not a bit. They're a great gang, Chief. A great bunch of jokers.
Hmm? For example?
Well, Mushnowski is supposed to take me fishing this weekend.
Good, good. Yes, it's time you got that training.
Oh, wait a minute, Chief. Wait a minute. It's some kind of a gag. I know it is. Why, you know what they claim? They claim the rescue company has some kind of fishing tackle we're going to use.
That's right, son.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but, sir, air pumps and stuff? and fishing in trunks? Mushnowski says to bring my swimming trunk.
Yeah, that's one of their favorite gags, boy. Getting a new man worked up over his first fishing trip.
Yes, sir. Well, I... That's what I was beginning to think, Chief. And when you came along, I thought maybe you...
Maybe you could worm the secret out of me, huh? Oh, no. I'm not going to give it away, Colin.
Oh, gee whiz. Honest, I'll be out of my head by Saturday trying to figure it out.
You hear that, Vito? They're giving Collins the old fishing trip treatment.
Tell the boys you can do it. Hey, come into your corner, Hoxie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, Vito. Thanks for the lift, Chief.
That's all right. Oh, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Where is this fishing expedition supposed to take place?
Oh, out in the country someplace, I guess. Maybe out in the river, Mushnowski didn't say.
Yeah, well, tell Mushnowski the tugboat dock is a good place.
Tenacombe Towboat Company, Chief?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right on the waterfront here in town. No fish could breathe in that water.
Maybe not, but there's 15 to 20 feet of water. Mushnowski will know what I mean.
Well, yes, sir. I'll tell him.
All right, Vito, let's roll. Good night, Collins. Have a good fishing trip.
Yes, sir. Gee whiz. 15 to 20 feet of water, he says. Now, what does a fish care how deep it is? What kind of fish are we fishing for?
Tim is still wondering, as at a few seconds before the noon bell, on the day scheduled for his outing with Mushnowski, Captain Jellybone tells him.
Well, you're going to have company this afternoon, Hooksy.
Oh, but, sir, I'm going down to the docks, Captain, with...
That's right. Chief Cody will meet you there.
Chief Cody?
Says there's something that you and Mush can do for him down on the docks.
Captain, this thing gets more and more...
Well, on the clock!
Well, you're off duty, boy. Good luck.
Come on, Hooksy, give me a hand with this gear.
Yeah, good grief, at last. Now I'll find out what this is all about.
Well, Tim joins Private Mushnowski at the big metal storage company locker, where special rescue equipment is kept, and finds him dragging heavy pieces of apparatus out onto the floor.
Give me a muscle here, Hooksy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I let it rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what's that for? That's a hand pump. Where is it?
A hand pump for pumping air, Collins, my boy.
Huh?
Can't go fishing, not our way, without an air pump.
Yeah, we're... gonna pump the river dry and then... Oh, now I get it.
Here, take the kettle.
Yeah, kettle your foot. That's a diving helmet.
Well, what do you know? The kid's clever. Hey, fellas. Kid's catching on.
Oh. I'll be hanged. You're gonna show me how to dive. That's why the swimming trunk...
You're gonna show me how to dive, Hooksy.
Me? I never had one of those helmets on in my life.
You're in the rescue company now, boy. Never know where you'll be. 1,000 feet up in the air, a couple fathoms underwater.
Yeah, but I... Good grief.
You're not scared, are you?
Who, me? Oh, what are you taking
okay,
for?
Okay, then pick up those lead boots and the weights for your harness. And let's load up my car.
Scared? Of course I'm not scared. Or am I?
Now, this is something new for Tim Collins, because the young fireman never dreamed he might someday go for a walk on the bottom of the river. And his first attempt at diving may have important results, because Chief Cody, for some reason, is now waiting for Tim, his friend Mushnowski, and their diving outfit down at the Tenacombe towboat dock. Now, you'll find out what Chief Cody wants of Tim in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But first, here is a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody. And I've got one more thing I want to mention about fire alarms. That's the false alarm. The dangerous, costly game some people play when they pull a false alarm. Now, you can help by spreading this news around. No boy or girl who has his heart in the right place and his brains where they ought to be will ever pull a false alarm. Well, that's all. Goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.